FM 104.6. This is Vectis Radio. It's time now for the lunchtime social discussion. We've got Sam Whittaker in. He's with us. And also Sir Richard Tilsley is in as well. If they haven't knighted you yet, they will do after this interview. How you doing, Richard? You all right?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm all right. He's a bit worried about being knighted now. Now, obviously, you've come in for a reason, and you've teamed up with Age UK. Some of the Vectors have teamed up with Age UK. So do you want to tell us about the collaboration?
Yeah, so we work very closely with a range of stakeholders in the Isle of Wight. Age UK and is a very important stakeholder of ours, and we work very closely with our friends and partners at Age UK. A variety of projects. We help out every year with the Age Friendly Week. We did a really popular mystery tour last year, which we were just talking about beforehand, about there was a huge queue for booking for it. So it's all really important stuff, and we want to promote getting people out and about by bus, whatever the reason is that you can't. We want to try and help people make sure that they can.
Which is great to hear, because obviously, you know, we hear a lot that we've got an ageing population. And, you know, you're one of the major firms, if you like, on the island, and there you are, you're doing your bit, which is great. How do we, because I just picture my mum now, she used to live opposite a bus stop 15 years ago, and she would rarely get on a bus, okay, but this is going back a bit, okay, now she's 86 and her eyesight's gone and so on and so forth. So how do we get people of a certain age on the buses? And obviously it's not just about getting on the bus, they've got to feel confident to be able to do it. So how do we do that?
It's a really good example. There are lots of people like that who are out there. I think a lot in the last 10 or 15 years there have been lots of advancements in buses and public transport as a whole. All of our buses in the island are accessible. There's step-free access to get onto the bus. The bus is lower down to the ground level. They also have a ramp for if you have a wheelchair, and there's dedicated wheelchair space and plenty of seats step-free on the lower part of the bus. Other advancements we've made, we've changed the interiors of our bus now, so the layout is much easier for people to find a seat and sit there safely. The colour of our flooring has been changed, so people with dementia feel a bit safer on there, and it's a much lighter, brighter environment. We've added something called next stop announcements to the buses, where there's audio visual announcements of where your next bus stop is, because one of the big barriers for people using the bus is not knowing where they're going and where they're getting off. So what we're trying to promote on the island is, whether you have an audio visual disability or you're just a tourist and don't necessarily know where you're going, there's an announcement on the bus in a screen and through a speaker that tells you where your next stop is. So it breaks down that barrier of being able to get on. I think a lot of people going out and about, especially the elder generation and the people who are disabled, may well have an English National Concessionary bus pass, or free bus passes as people call them. As many people might not know, after 9:30 you can go on any bus on the Isle of Wight on those. The network green buses, so anywhere you want to go you can go out and about, and it's free of charge at the point of use. Knowing that, and knowing that you don't have to sit at home, you can get out and about, so it's free to you at the point of use. We help you know where to get on and off. It's accessible for you to get on and off. It breaks down a lot of barriers. So just trying to promote that to people, it is quite a big important thing for us.
Do you know, there's so much to talk about, and I don't know whether we're going to be able to do it in 10 minutes, but I'm just picturing the old buses from years ago when they had a different, the doors would be in a different place to start off with, and these are much more sort of user friendly, and it is a case of liaising with those people. They need to see it, they need to feel it, they need to know it. Have you liaised with people? Have people come around, the people that we're talking about, the over 50s and beyond? I mean, have they come down to Southern Vectors and sort of said, hey, look, we need to make changes there? And how have you communicated with them?
So we do get quite regular requests from groups or individuals about coming along to try getting on our bus before, kind of try before you buy type of scenario, where we have groups, whether they are people with disabilities, people in a wheelchair often want to know how easy is it to get on and off and get to a parking space on the bus for their wheelchair. People with visual difficulties, blind people, getting on so they can feel where the seats are and where the poles are, and trying to get that before they actually get on in a live environment where the bus has got other people on, is quite key for them to being able to use the bus comfortably.
Bit of practice, isn't it? I think a bit of practice, and it raises your confidence. And I think if you feel more confident,
you've got to get a little closer.
If you feel a bit more confident, then you know you're gonna enjoy going out and about. You're gonna feel confident travelling across the island, but also using public transport on your own. I mean, I think one of the key things also is that if you're not sure to begin with, see if you can go with somebody the first couple of times that you do it. You know, you've got like a little bit of a buddy just to help you again build your confidence, and then slowly but surely, then you'll feel more confident using it on your own.
That's perfect. What you've just said there, it really does. Have you got like, because I know you have lots of different things. I always remember doing something in the town with Southern Vectors about 20 years ago when you used to have a bloke running a place that used to look like Martin Clunes. I don't know whether you would remember him or not, but they used to, I think it was a thing called a travel anywhere for a pound a day. And they used to do things like this. What about if we had like Age UK Week? Where we, you know, for everywhere, you know, it's not so much how much it costs, it's a case of, come on, we're going to have numerous people there to kind of help and assist and so on and so forth, because we want you. It's like an introductory thing for a whole week, just to sort of find out whether you can and make sure that they know how easy it is for them to do the necessary stuff. I don't know whether you're doing anything like that, but maybe we should do something like that, Age UK Week on buses. It would be a great promotion.
We do have the Celebrating Age Festival in October.
Right.
So that takes place every year as part of International Older Persons Day. And as part of the Age Friendly Ireland project with Age UK, we run the Celebrating Age Festival. And there's lots of activities that take place across that month through lots of different organisations. And it could be things like dancing, singing, but also something such as promoting a service to ensure individuals maybe can try something. I know we chatted about something a little bit earlier, and as Richard said, as last year as part of the Celebrating Age Festival, Southern Vectors ran the Mystery Tour, which was really popular, where people went out and about on a bus and saw a bit of the island, were treated to some nice tea and cake as well. And so I think we're just in the planning processes of something like that, but that might be something to chat about.
I think for the Celebrating Age Festival this year, one of our ideas is to book out a space in Newport, have one of our buses there and members of our team and timetables and other bits and bobs. And we will invite people to come down if they want to try using the bus. They can have a go at getting on, and we can talk them through all the kind of things we just talked about how easy it is, actually, it is to use the bus these days, and how we've broken a lot of the barriers down. Because sometimes once somebody's tried it and they know they can use it, they will go and use it more often.
Yeah, sure.
So it is something we're going to look to try and do this October.
Sounds like a great idea. It's like a bus tour. You know, forget the Spice Girls on tour. Southern Vectors going on tour. You could, I mean, you don't have to stick to just Newport. You could go to Ryde, you could go to all these towns as well, couldn't you?
Yeah.
And just bring it too. And then, you know, I can drag my mum to the bus and say, look, get on it, all right? Because you proved yourself that you can get on it, and it's not so much of an effort.
And the drivers are amazing. I have to say, I use the bus every day, and the service that you get from the bus drivers is so good. You know, they're really attentive. They really take care. You really feel that, you know, you're getting a good service, you know, and that you're being well looked after on the buses.
I think it's great that, you know, you're involving yourselves to help out a community that is, it's only going to get bigger. So, you know, okay, we don't want to treat that as a problem, but, I mean, you know, it's only going to get bigger. There's going to be more and more people, so we need to put something down in place. And it's great that you're involved and showing them the time of day, which I think is great. And I'm loving the idea of being able to go down into a town, whether it be Ryde, Freshwater, Newport, and be able to go and see, right, can I get on this bus? Can I really physically get on this bus? Because I'm guessing that's the barrier, mind-wise.
Yeah, can you do it? How comfortably can you do it? How convenient is it? And how confident can you get yourself in doing it? Because a lot of it is about confidence, as we talked about earlier on. If you've got the confidence to go out and use it, then you will more often. And if by going out more often you can get out, speak to people, go to a cafe, I think a lot of people above a certain age, it can get very lonely, especially if you're on your own. So actually being able to get out and about independently, speak to people, travel on the bus, go out somewhere new for a day. We know the Isle of Wight's got a hell of a lot of destinations that are really nice to go to for a day. Actually, you can go out for these things and have a nice day out.
How brilliant is that? You're joining up the dots with other companies as well, other people that are out there with all these businesses and so on. And it's just about getting those people from, you know, the comfort of their sofa to just walk a little bit, get on a bus, and that can take you anywhere. It just opens so many doors, and you think there must be so many people out there, and I feel so sorry for them, because they just haven't got the confidence to move from the sofa, and they're missing out on so much, and it's minimal effort, isn't it, really? But it's just having that confidence to see whether you, because we're all guilty of it, no matter what age you are.
Absolutely.
If you think you can't do something, you'll put every obstacle in the way But if we show people how easy it is for you to make a difference to your own life...
It's removing those obstacles and breaking down those barriers.
Yeah,
it's what we're just trying to do.
And they'll feel, and then I think individuals will feel really empowered to then not only use the Southern Vector service a lot more, but also all the other services on the island.
Good, because we're all in this together, aren't we? Let's be honest, nothing's going to change. At the same time, you know, we have this population and nothing is going to change. There's just going to be more and more. In 20 years' time, we'll be part of that population. Maybe. Maybe the beard is, you know, but I know that I'm 53, so, I mean, I'm going to be thinking the same lines. Can I go out? Can I get on this bus? Am I going to be okay on it? And so on and so forth. I know you've got a list of stuff there that you want to... Have we mentioned everything? Is there something else we've got to...
The only one we've not really touched on is actually, we talk about technology and mobile phones and apps. And for a long time we've said that, you know, the older generation don't necessarily have access to that. But actually now, my parents are both in the 60s, they've both got mobile phones and use apps quite easily. You speak to various grandparents and they all do the same. So actually promoting people to use our website, our mobile app, our Twitter feed, all those things that, again, break down those barriers, know when there's disruptions, can get their fares, get their timetables, all at the touch of a button on the go. That's open there for everybody now. Most people have a smart device that they can use. Mm. So we've done various different sessions in our bus station in Newport and at Ryde, just trying to show people, whether they be young, old, whatever, that this information is available. You can get it on the go. It's free to use. So the information's there, so go and get it and use it.
Do you know, it would be nice if, you know, because you know that there's certain people that not ignore it, but they kind of push it away. And if they was just make that little bit of effort, they bump into someone on a bus who can then show them the Twitter feed, they can then show the website, they can then do it themselves and so on. And it's just getting out and about and rubbing shoulders with those kind of people. And I'm sure that, you know, there'll be anybody on that bus will be able to say, oh, yeah, you need to do this. And you've actually got web, you've got internet on your buses as well, haven't you?
There's Wi-Fi on some of our buses, not all of them. But the island's got really good 3G and 4G coverage now, so most people use that.
And it's a social thing as well. I'm just thinking, oh, I'll take a flask of tea and have that on there as well. Look, show us how to use this, will you? You know, how great would that be? Complete strangers coming together on a Southern Vectis bus to talk about, you know, how they can make their life just a little bit better without even, you know, planning it. It just happens. How lovely. What else is on the list there, Richard? Because I know you've got a stuff that you want to get
We've touched on it slightly, just about training for our drivers. We spend a lot of time training our drivers to be more caring and understanding and appreciate the problems people may have in using the bus, whether it be a disability or just lack of confidence in using it. Trying to get the drivers to understand the difficulties in people have, whether it be just waiting, giving an extra few seconds for somebody to take a seat, getting out and helping somebody onto the bus, putting the wheelchair ramp down and helping them up, all these little things. So when we train the drivers to identify the kind of disabilities that you can't see with the naked eye, recognise those and offer the appropriate help to try and make sure people feel comfortable using the bus. I think that's a big key factor in getting people out.
Yeah, definitely. There was one guy that would, you know, we're going back a long time. Wally, was it somebody? Wally? I mean, he was legendary. I mean, he got so many people talking, you know, good stuff about this chap on Southern Vectis. And it's great that, you know, people are being, you know, trained up so they can, you know, handle situations and so on and so forth, because it's very easy just to forget and just assume that everyone is the same.
Yeah, I think through our work with Age UK, we have an age simulation suit that all of our drivers have to wear, which makes you feel 30 years old or 40 years older than you actually are. And that all the drivers have to get on the bus wearing that suit, and there's also a pair of goggles that replicate different visual disabilities. Again, they've got to try and get on the bus, find some money out of the wallet and pay the bus driver and fuddle for the ticket to give our drivers the appreciation of the difficulties some people do. We also have a wheelchair, so part of that same training, the drivers have to get on and off a bus in a wheelchair. Whilst it's, you know, appreciated, it's not quite the same as if you are in actually a wheelchair in a real situation. It does give the drivers that appreciation.
How brilliant is that? But we should point out that the people that are driving, they're not wearing these goggles when they're actually driving, are they?
Definitely not. No.
They've got a clear view. And just to add to what Richard was saying, obviously, as part of the Age Friendly project, we supported with the training, and now you do that, and you've rolled that out to all of your drivers. But it's just to give an insight. It isn't actually what it's like, and there's lots of other different ways that you can have training, but it is just to give an insight into some of the challenges that maybe individuals face when they're trying to use, you know, public transport and just daily challenges, really.
Okay. Is there a website that we can find out more details? Obviously, there's Age UK and Southern Vectors as well. Is there something on the is there a web page that connects the two, or have you got to go to both websites?
If you go through our website, which is islandbuses.info, you can get to all the information on that page. There's a community section you can go to, and then Age UK on the island.
Yeah, ageuk.org.uk for anything Age UK related or Age Friendly Island.
Okay, and if you did, just say for instance, if you went out on tour and you went to Newport and you said, right, we're going to have a, like an open day, come and sit in these, come and see if you can get on the buses and so on and so forth, can we come and do an outside broadcast?
Definitely, yeah.
And obviously we'll bring Sam along. Now, you might not know this, but Sam is partially sighted. So do you have probably, obviously you're not, you've got yourself here and you can work the desk this side, so you don't really have a, but you're a confident young man, and I think that's probably the difference, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I understand what you were sort of saying, because when I came to the island, I knew the buses quite well, but there was a few journeys I had to make, and like you say, it's when you've got, you know, a visual problem or a mobility problem, it is a scary thing. When I was doing the new routes, I didn't know necessarily where to get off, but like you say, with all the advances that you've got on the buses, with the audio readout of the stops and the screens they've got that tell you where you're going, it makes life so much easier.
You only brought that in, the visual, the audio thing, just very recently, didn't you?
So we've had a trial with about 30 or so buses for about the last year, and we're just in the middle of rolling out to the rest of our fleet now. So everything should be fitted in the next couple of months, hopefully.
Which is going to make a massive, massive difference.
It's a huge difference.
Yeah, no, great. I think it's brilliant. Is there anything else you wanted to mention? You've got a list of stuff there.
I've covered now.
So we've done it. We've covered it. Okay. Well, thanks very much for coming in, and hopefully we will come in. We'll come out there and do an outside broadcast, and you know, really bring it to people's attention, because we need to. Because you know, for every person that you're helping, you're probably cheering somebody up, which is, you know, which is what it's all about, isn't it?
Definitely.
And the more we cheer up, the more they're going to say, "Do you know what, Rita? I went out on that bus the other day and I had a lovely time. I met a young man and he showed me how to do Twitter and stuff like that." I just think it's a wonderful thing. It's a knock-on effect. It might sound like I'm taking a mickey, but I'm not.
No, definitely.
Because it just has this knock-on effect of positivity. And if people get on the bus and start talking about, you know, the fact that they can do it, yes, we went to so-and-so, then they're going to just pass that on, and it's just going to be one ball of positivity that keeps rolling.
Absolutely.
So good luck with that, and thanks very much for taking the time and the trouble to come in. And thank you, Laurie, as well, for chipping in. For someone that didn't have a speaking part, she did, didn't she? thank
Couldn't
you, Richard. Thank you, Laurie. And thank you, Sam. We're going to take a...